Support for the Lyric Stage is provided in part by you, the listeners of the Classical Network. Go to WWFM.org to become a member or to renew your membership in the global listening community that is the Classical Network, WWFM.org. And thank you. Hello and welcome to the Lyric Stage. I'm Mike Hara. Soprano Lisa Della Casa debuted in 1941 in her native Switzerland as Cho-Cho-San in Madame Butterfly. She was a major presence on the international opera scene from the late 1940s to the mid-1970s, particularly at the Vienna State Opera, Covent Garden in London, and for 15 seasons at the Metropolitan in New York. Mozart and Strauss dominated her repertoire, but not always by choice. She asked Rudolf Bing, the general manager during her time at the Met, for the opportunity to sing more Italian and French roles, but he insisted that he had a surplus of sopranos for those roles and that she was indispensable for Mozart and Strauss. And when she sings Mozart and Strauss, we understand his thinking, if not his stubbornness. Elvira in Mozart's Don Giovanni is one of the Don's rejected lovers and one of Della Casa's best roles. Here she is with two of Elvira's arias, A chi me dici mai from Act 1 and In quali eccessi o numi from Act 3.
Thank you.
Lisa Della Casa with two of Elvira's arias from Mozart's Don Giovanni. Josef Krips conducted the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. The operas and songs of Richard Strauss go hand in hand with Della Casa's career, especially Arabella. George London joins Della Casa now in a duet from Arabella, Then Dalakasa sings Es gibt ein Reich from Ariadne auf Naxos, another of her well-known Strauss roles.
Thank you. Yeah.
duet from Arabella with George London, and the aria Es gibt ein Reich from Ariadne auf Naxos, Lisa Della Casa. Sir George Scholte and Heinrich Rollheiser were the conductors, and the orchestra in both of those performances was the Vienna Philharmonic. No one could possibly regret all the performances and recordings of Richard Strauss and Mozart that Della Casa made, but it's hard not to wish that she had had more time to sing composers like Handel and Puccini more often than she did.
Thank you.
Lisa Della Casa with Breite aus Giganatken Hände from Handel's Julius Caesar and Vici d'Arte from Puccini's Tosca in German. Borislav Klobuchar conducted the Vienna Symphony for the Puccini and Heinrich Hohlreiser the Vienna Philharmonic for the Handel. In 1953, Della Casa made the first significant recording of Strauss's final compositions, The Four Last Songs. Carl Böhm conducts the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra with Lisa Della Casa.
Thank you.
Strauss's four last songs with Lisa Della Casa and Carl Böhm conducting the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. In 1974, Della Casa unexpectedly announced her retirement following a performance of Arabella at the Vienna State Opera. She was only 55, still singing well, and had contracts in hand for several seasons ahead. But her daughter was ill and needed her, and Della Casa felt that it was the right time to retire. She lived a happy, very quiet retirement for 38 years until her death at 93 in 2012. When she was starting out in Zurich in the early 1940s, she sang a lot of operetta. This is from The Merry Widow. Lisa Della Casa with Viglia from Franz Lehár's The Merry Widow. I'm Mike Hara. I hope you enjoyed our hour with Lisa Della Casa this week on The Lyric Stage and that you'll join us again next time. The Lyric Stage is brought to you by the generosity of listener and member Donald Mills of Princeton, New Jersey.